Today I want to tell you why SEO for hire is the worst job for an honest person. I've been in the business of SEO, that's search engine optimization, for over a decade and it has provided me a very handsome living in that time. I fell in love with the SEO field with the excitement of having nearly anything I ever really wanted listed at the top of search engines reach the top and remain there. I still do that today, every day. In the time I have been in the industry, I have accumulated so many stories of winning that it's no wonder it feels like a bad drug habit. Through the 2000s, SEO was the basis of my means to sell millions of dollars in internet access and web hosting services to internet service providers. I rocked that market and earned squillions as the CEO of an internet services company. SEO was really fun indeed. Adding to the fun and games, I've enjoyed things like a relatively small client crediting me for increasing their new home sales by over $82 million in the first year that they were my client. This is like an intravenous drug to me, and hearing how many jobs it created for that somewhat small organization means that I've done something meaningful. I have a lot of business stories like these, which keep me going and keep me seeking that next drug high. When SEO became the worst job, I would have to say I've really had a blast performing my work for clients over the years, and I still love performing the work. However, it was a lot more fun back before every con artist jumped in and said they could do the same thing for pennies and then cheat customers out of their money. Liars and cheats have made a mockery of the SEO industry and given people reasons to doubt the truth. Of course, a good SEO can see right through the lies. But many business customers cannot tell the difference between good SEO and bad SEO. Although I've tried to warn many people, lies about SEO have led a lot of people by the nose and by the wallet. I've often said that business is great if not for all these damn customers. For much of my career in search engine optimization, I have worked as the man behind the curtain, as a subcontractor for other firms. That is largely because I have often felt and said that business is great if not for all these damn customers. What I mean by that phrase is that in a field where I am quite deeply engrossed and knowledgeable, it can be very challenging to bring things down to a level that people will relate to and understand. I'm simply not a good person to ask if it's helpful to be listed at the top of search listings when somebody searches for something in your industry. I'm a really bad guy to ask whether marketing is a commodity and if everybody can do it just the same. I've written my thoughts of dealing with prospective clients who do not understand nor wish to understand what it takes to develop really effective SEO and social media marketing. I believe I said it well in an article titled, "When I Go to Hell, They'll Have Me Selling SEO." SEO is like a drug habit, and I may relapse. Although I may relapse from time to time, I've finally decided to set a course to end my services for hire by early to middle 2011 in order to focus on other endeavors. As I have indicated, SEO is like an addiction to me, so I know that if I do not actually say it in public right here on my blog, I'll probably never quit. The fact remains that the field of performing SEO for clients has lost much of the joy. I'm simply too tired of having people return to me for cleaning up the messes of another SEO after they decided to go with a cheap guy with a pocket full of fairy dust. More than that, I'm tired of defending the truth while realizing that the truth is not what people really want. For the past couple years, I have sought to gain retail clients to work with directly. I decided to take on a small group of clients who understand what it really means to build success. The ignorance, don't know, apathy, don't care to know, and dishonesty, will lie about it, that I have witnessed in the last couple of years have caused me to lose much faith in the SEO industry and in the popular business mindset of the day. Unfortunately, I find that far too many business people are not interested in creating real success when they can settle for just getting by. As a guy who really does care about delivering results for a client, I've decided that the ignorance, apathy, and dishonesty of the SEO industry and much of the SEO shopping public are simply not worthwhile to me. I'm simply too tired of explaining the difference between doing something and doing something well. Being able to prove results and giving factual, proven data but then having people too indifferent or scared to take the best actions for their own benefit drags me down and quite honestly makes me very sad. I see the actions of the large number of businesses who reach out to me as a microcosm of what is wrong with our business world and our economy today. There are still a lot of myths to bust and lessons to teach, so I intend to continue blogging on topics of the SEO and social media marketing industries for now. Besides, I still plan to perform search engine optimization. Maybe once I officially do not take clients, people will have more trust when I say that the majority of what you hear about SEO and social media marketing is bullshit. It actually does require work, and it actually does require marketing talent to build success. Your comments and/or well wishes are welcome here on my blog at awebguy.com. If you can relate to this, I would love to hear your stories. If you would rather throw tomatoes at me, that is just fine as well. I hope you have a great day, and if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe at awebguy.com, and I will look forward to sharing more information with you, hopefully even more trustworthy when I can say, I don't want your money.